This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Gale here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. One of those games, it'll be Thursday night. It's going to feature the Green Bay Packers playing host to the Miami Dolphins. Now, we saw the Dolphins play pretty good football last week, and Tua, and especially Jalen Waddle, my God, what a resurgence, what a revival here for both of those guys there in week number 12. I am here to play a little bit of weatherman going into week number 13. And of course, we have to focus in on the Miami Dolphins, and in particular, Tua Tagovailoa. Tua in the cold, it's not good, man. As a matter of fact, it's bad. I don't know if he is playable this week. I'm gonna dive into some of these numbers. Now, going back to his collegiate days, Tua is 0-7 in games where the temperatures are below 40 degrees. So you're asking yourself, well, okay, what's it going to be when the Dolphins play the Packers on Thursday night? It is supposed to be a brutal 26 degrees with wind chill making it feel like 18 degrees at kickoff. It gets colder as the night wears on. There is a real chance for snow showers in this ball game as well. All right, now listen, we're not doing the whole win-loss thing, right? We're doing the whole fantasy football thing. What should we do with Tua Tagovailoa? What should we do with some of the passing assets like Tyreek Hill and Jalen, especially Jalen Waddle? Had a huge game, monster game. Second most receiving yards of his career last week. Out of nowhere, out of absolutely nowhere. What are we doing with Jalen Waddle here in week 13? Well, statistically, Tua has been, he's not been good. According to Colin Cowherd, in the 8 games where the temperatures have dipped below 50 degrees for Tua Tagovailoa, a 57% completion percentage, that's bad. And he's got more picks than touchdowns, man. 9 touchdowns versus 12 interceptions in those 8 games. So again, if we're keeping track, if we're averaging here, he's averaging 1.13 touchdowns per game and 1.5 interceptions per game. That's not good. That is not good at all. And it's going to be brutally cold on Thursday. Right. And you add in the fact that Green Bay, from a matchup perspective, man, they have been tough against opposing quarterbacks on the season. Right. They have allowed the 8th fewest fantasy points per game to the quarterback position. When you factor all of that in, how can you not think we don't have a huge problem for Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle? Tyreek Hill, for whatever reason, was iced out of the offense last week. Pun fully intended. Now, Jalen Waddle, I mean, again, he went off. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not chasing those points. I am not chasing those points. I think Tyreek Hill is still a top 20-ish wide receiver. Oh, by the way, did you guys see? There was a user on Twitter/X that posted, you know, that meme of that guy with his girlfriend and then looking backwards at some other girl that's passing by, right? And in that meme, Tua was the dude, and he's looking at Jonnu Smith, And the girl that he's supposed to be with who's offended is Tyreek Hill. Now, shoot, this is the crazy thing. Tyreek saw that and reposted it with the quote tweet of, yeah, basically, or something along those lines. You know what? I'm going to go find this thing. I had actually just retweeted this thing, right? He had retweeted it with the comment, my exact thoughts, with a cry laugh emoji. All right. So take with that what you will, man. I don't know. Oh my goodness. Now that's like a version. That's like the 2024 version of the squeaky wheel. I mean, Tyreek's such a positive dude. I don't know if he's necessarily complaining, at this point, but shoot, I mean, he might be. He might be. I wouldn't be surprised to see some extra targets go his way. And what that means is that Jalen Waddle most likely, I don't think there's going to be enough room on this, you know, there's not enough meat on this bone to support Jonnu Smith, because Jonnu Smith apparently has to get his. Tyreek Hill. The check downs to Devin Achane, right? Where there's just not enough balls to go around, man. Now, can I also say this too? I get that John is having a career resurgence and it's great, blah, 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 and it's good for him. It's great. It's great in fantasy. It's great. It's great. I love it. That being said, I can't be the only person that thinks, why are we, instead of targeting Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, why are we throwing checkdowns at such a high rate to Jonnu Smith? There's no way. And listen, don't get me wrong. Jonnu Smith is having a great year. But there just ain't no way we're running a productive offense through Jonnu Smith. There just is no way. I'm sorry, man. I don't buy it. I do not buy it. Anyways, whatever. Here we are. The year of our Lord 2024. Jonnu Smith is leading the way on a team with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Oh my goodness. Anyways, here we are. Okay, so again, not playing Tua. I'm playing Tyreek based off of volume. And you know what? Bold take, but this is why you come to the Sleeper King. I'm not playing Jalen Waddle either. I think I'm not chasing those points. I'm not going to do it. Obviously, you're playing Jonnu Smith as well.